This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. On this day, 2 years ago, Americans everywhere were united in common mourning and horror. But could people outside Washington and New York ever truly understand what people there were going through? Here's Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Jamie Kitman is a lawyer and writer who lives in a suburb just north of New York City. He says that while he received calls of condolences and concern from around the world after September 11th, he doubts many outside New York could really grasp the city's trauma.
Where I live, I would see when I was riding my bike a funeral every day for a couple of weeks for firemen. And you weren't seeing that in L.A. or in London or other cities that I was visiting, so I don't think that people could really feel the same thing.
Kitman believes 2 years after the attacks, New Yorkers have been left alone with their anxiety. He doubts non-New Yorkers worried, as he did, during the first few moments of last month's blackout.
It was just this, when is the plane going to come and hit something? What's happening? Who's dropping a nuke on us? And I guess it'll never be so easy to just go, oh, so probably some idiot pressed the wrong switch somewhere and the power went out. And that's, I think, probably is particularly acute among New Yorkers, that type of hair trigger, worst-case scenario paranoia.
If we're measuring fear, the East Coast wins. But there was substantial fear on the West Coast, too. There were fears that the movie and Pacific Rim banking industries and Los Angeles International Airport would be targeted. There was worry in the Pacific Northwest, too. Diana Abu Jaber is an Arab-American writer. She taught at Portland State University in September 2001 and remembers the atmosphere as being very edgy and full of questions. Abu Jaber says she feared a wave of anti-Arab sentiment, but in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, she took comfort in George Bush's admonishments not to abuse Arab Americans.
It was very heartening. It really was, because it was one of the first very explicit attempts to correct some of the racial targeting that might have come up, and it was so important for the president to make that kind of a public statement.
But when news of some Arab detentions began, the comfort faded for Abu Jaber. As she became more worried about civil liberties issues, those concerns hit a nerve back east.
It almost seemed like there was a way of accusing people on the West Coast of being a bunch of lefty, commie West Coast liberals, you know, who aren't patriotic enough. And I think really there could be nothing further from the truth that Arab Americans and Americans in general on the West Coast felt real pain, real sorrow about those events.
For Japanese Americans, the attacks raised old fears. Would these attacks result in the same reaction that occurred after the attacks on Pearl Harbor? Would Arab Americans be subjected to a version of the domestic concentration camps that had been forced on Japanese Americans? Los Angeles actor George Takei said Japanese-American friends on both coasts called him immediately after the towers collapsed.
When they saw that the information was flashed on the television screen that it was Middle Easterners who had hijacked airplanes, their reaction was the same as Japanese-Americans on the West Coast. Oh, my God, it's going to happen to the Arab Americans. It was chilling.
Takei says a shiver went up his spine because he was sent to a camp with his family when he was a small child, and he sees unsettling echoes of that today.
The detention of American citizens, which we experienced back then, 60 years ago, has in fact come to pass in our time.
There has, however, been progress. Takei says the detentions and arrests, while worrying, have not been wholesale, as they were during World War II. And if we need reminding, he says, that's why the Japanese American National Museum was created.
The mission of the museum is to remind America to find our strength and our diversity by working together. But in order to be able to work together, we have to know and understand each other. And sometimes, under circumstances of terror and hysteria, we react in a racist and irrational way.
Today, in different ways and to different degrees, Americans are remembering September 11th. Even as they search to balance the demands for safety and freedom. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.